This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We take this time to remember someone that has played a very important role in the industry, Opa Sefuka, better known as DJ Somebody. A lot of people can attest in the industry that he fought for them to win, and this loss is just a deep one for many. We'll remember him through the music, and what is even more sad is that he had been counting down to his All White event, which was supposed to be yesterday. Sadly, he did not live to see it through. So as we remember the life of DJ Somebody, somebody who was very close to him and also got the opportunity to work with him, is Lady Du, who is joining us on the line this morning. Good morning, Lady Du.
It's not a confident one this morning.
It's not a good one at all. For all of us.
Lady Du, thank you so much for joining us. You know, in all the pain and in all the sadness, for you making time to talk to us, we don't take it lightly. We really appreciate it. So maybe let's look at how, you know, you have known Somebody. You know, what is it about DJ Somebody that you loved as you got to interact with him?
So I met DJ Somebody 2 years ago, and he was booking me for a gig in Cape Town. When we were supposed to do the gig, I was downstairs, you know, just joking about how nice his phone was. And I was like, oh my God, I also want the same phone, you know. And he was like, no, it's fine, I'll book you next week so that you can get the same phone. So he asked how much the phone was, and I was like, it's 30,000. Then he booked me for 30,000, and I was able to get the phone. So we've had a relationship since then. He was like, you know what, I'm your big brother, and anything that you guys need in the industry, you can be able to call me, because I've got multiple clubs. And since you are on, you know, the verge of being a star, let me help you out with most of the things that you would like and connect you with people. Because at the time, I was complaining about not knowing a lot of people.
So it definitely had an impact on your career. I mean, you were also expected to perform at the All White, ne?
Yes, and funniest thing is, Saturday, I send him a message, and I'm like, oh my God, my friend, I'm going through the most. I'm trying to build a business, and it's literally crippling me financially. And it's like, say no more. I'm booking you for Sunday, and then you're also going to get a booking for next week, you know. And in the morning, I'm sending him messages, please send me the flyer, please send me the flyer. He sent me the flyer, and I literally, the last message I sent to him was, thank you for always being there for me, you know. And I don't want to cry, like, I'm literally going to cry. Thank you for always being there for me. And, you know, he said, always my sister, you know. And that, I am telling you now, even my manager, I even have proof. Somebody was tossing me around his club every single month. So I'd go to Ayepi at Cape Town, I'd go to Ayepi at Mendlin, I'd go to Top Notch. Every single month, he'd make sure all four of his clubs booked me, like every single month. If I call him and I say, it's a bad month, what do I do? He says to me, no, don't worry, just go to Top Notch. And he's always been a brother to me, you know, with Gabza. They sat down with me once and they literally advised me on how I should take on life. And they said they did not want me to be that woman that gets out of, you know, her morals to make money. So they will assist me with anything that I need. And it's been one of the most empowering and very inspiring, you know, moments for me. So he was such a gentle person. Such, you know, he wanted good for everybody. He never fought with anyone. Such a happy soul and very humble.
Sure, that is really beautiful. And, you know, you've just mentioned so many things that I think you, so many memories that you really, it sounds like you hold dear to your heart. But what is that one fondest memory of somebody that when you think of him, you're like, yo, you know, you hold that very close as well?
You know, I'm a very, like, I pray a lot. I'm a prayer warrior, and I try and teach a lot of artists to do that because of how the industry is set up, you know. My biggest memory of somebody, every time he closed his club, he played gospel. So people could leave, you know, with something. And that touched me. I actually had a video that I shot that day in Cape Town when I was there. He literally told the DJs that when you guys close the club, when people are leaving, please play gospel. And he always played. He's got a set that is the same set of all the gospel songs that we sing along with. And we know when that set comes, it's time to go home, you know. And that, for me, that's literally saying, you guys must go home safe and sound. So I know that he's in a better place and he's in heaven. And I pray that God receives him well. And condolences to his wife and family, you know.
No, condolences to them and as well as to you, including many of his other friends and fans and people that loved him. Thank you so much for coming through and just making this time to talk to us, as it's very clear that this is a loss for many people, and it's really felt deeply, like you have explained, being remembered in the industry as that dear brother and that friend.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. And RIP to my brother.
True that. That was Lady Do.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.